That's right, son. Jumping the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 10th of February. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1258, the Siege of Baghdad ended after 13 days of fighting with the surrender and capture of the city of Baghdad by Mongol forces. Over the course of the next week, the Mongols sacked Baghdad, committing numerous atrocities and destroying its vast libraries, including the House of Wisdom, which was considered a major intellectual center during the Islamic Golden Age. In 1306, King of Scots Robert the Bruce murdered a Scottish nobleman by the name of John Comyn in front of the High Altar at Grey Friars Church in Dumfries on February 10th, sparking revolution in the Wars of Scottish Independence. 13 days later, news of the event reached the court of Edward I at Winchester as the work of some people who were doing their utmost to trouble the peace and quiet of the realm of Scotland. In 1355, the St. Scholastica Day riot broke out in Oxford, England on February 10th after an argument over the quality of drinks in a local tavern between students of Oxford University and the tavern owner. It escalated into a two-day murderous free-for-all, leaving 63 scholars and 30 locals dead. You thought your university days were pretty tough. You might have thought you partied pretty hard, but I imagine you probably didn't leave a body count quite like that. In 1567, Lord Darnley, the second husband of Mary, Queen of Scots, was found strangled following an explosion at the Kirko Fieldhouse in Edinburgh, Scotland, the victim of a suspected assassination. In 1940, the Soviet Union began mass deportations of Polish citizens from occupied eastern Poland into Siberia on the 10th of Feb. In 1942, the very first gold record was presented to Glenn Miller for the Chattanooga Choo Choo. And in 1964, the Melbourne Voyager collision took place on February 10th. The aircraft carrier HMAS Melbourne collided with and sunk the destroyer, the HMAS Voyager, while performing manoeuvres outside Jervis Bay off the south coast of New South Wales, killing 82. The majority of those killed had been in the forward section of Voyager when the collision occurred, off duty and relaxing or sleeping. Only three bodies were recovered, with the missing declared dead on February 17th. In 1989, Ron Brown was elected chairman of the Democratic National Committee, becoming the first African-American to lead a major American political party. In 1996, IBM supercomputer Deep Blue defeated chess champion Garry Kasparov in chess for the very first time. And finally, in 2005, North Korea publicly announced for the first time that it was armed with nuclear weapons. The country also rejected attempts to restart disarmament talks in the near future, saying it needed the weapons as protection against an increasingly hostile United States. Got some famous birthdays for you as well. Lon Chaney Jr. Tell me about the rabbits, George. Tell me about those rabbits. He was born on this day in 1906. Robert Wagner is turning 87 today. Conservative American talk show host Glenn Beck is 53. Emma Roberts, Chanel Prime in American series Scream Queens. Check that out if you like a little bit of horror comedy. She is turning 26 today. And Chloe Grace Moretz, little Chloe Grace Moretz, she is turning 20 today, if you can believe that. Got some famous musos for you as well. Opera singer and Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient Leontine Price is turning 90. Grammy Award winner Roberta Flack sang the tunes like Killing Me Softly with his song and The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. She is turning 80 this morning. Chris Etheridge, the bassist and founding member of the country rock band The Flying Burrito Brothers. He was born on this day in 1947. Drummer Nigel Olsen is turning 68. Ivry Leiter of the Young Professionals is 43. Vic Fuentes of Pierce the Veil is 34. But we are going out on, well, a bit of an old favourite, bit of an old favourite of mine this morning. This one going out to Cliff Burton. While performing with his band, his former band, Trauma, in the early 1980s, in fact, he was recruited to join, well, the outfit that would later become Metallica. He appears on several albums, but then was tragically, really tragically killed in 1986 during a tour bus accident in Sweden. Reportedly, the band would draw cards to settle arguments over who was going to take which bunk each night, and Burton chose the winning card, the Ace of Spades, which led indirectly to his death. He was a posthumous induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we are going out on one of Metallica's classics this morning. This is Metallica, Fade to Black. Take